a call right now.
As Engine Company 2 pulls out of its East Seymour Avenue station, dispatchers can now know for sure it's the closest to the emergency because of real-time GPS vehicle location. Fire apparatus operator Kenneth Donald headed to the scene knowing that after this emergency, his fire company could be dispatched someplace out of its regular area if it can get there before others.
Yeah, it could happen to us. I mean, we could be out doing an inspection somewhere and get dispatched instead of Engine 8 to their quarters where, you know, from where they're at in their frustrating running area.
This is different than the old way of doing it. Assistant Chief Anson Turley says it used to be box alarms determined who would be sent to an emergency based on the location of the firehouse. And then the department utilized a computer-aided dispatch center, again relying on firehouse location. But with companies away from their firehouses, much of the time it makes more sense to use GPS.
What's different now is we in real time know where every fire apparatus is located, and we configure or we decide who responds based on their actual location and not just the location of the fire station.
The technology for real-time GPS vehicle location dispatch has been around since 2005, but Cincinnati is just now getting it, the first in Hamilton County. To prepare, they went to Toledo and Columbus to study existing GPS systems, and then in January, they installed their own equipment.
The new technology, you put what's called a vehicle gateway or a vehicle router, and what it is, it's a modem that talks to a cellular system. And this modem, It collects GPS information, and it sends that directly through the cellular network. We've contracted with a private carrier. It sends it directly to the server or the computer up here, the computer-aided dispatch system that resides here at Radcliffe.
Back at the station on East Seymour, Captain Matt Flagler says it makes a lot of sense.
Today is a perfect example because it's quite busy today. And we are having runs coming in that normally would be based on the locations of firehouses be pulling units from great distances. Now we know that a company might be returning from one call and be miles closer, and they're able to make those runs and cut time.
Flagler shows off the equipment and the onboard computer system.
It's going to display a variety of information based on what we're doing. Right now, because we're not actively on a call, we're looking at all the active calls that are going on in the city as currently. Down here is pending calls, so we'll actually see the call. As soon as a 911 call taker starts entering information, we'll see it on our screen here.
Assistant Chief Turley is already noticing a difference with the real-time GPS vehicle dispatch system.
It recommended a medic transport that would not normally respond to a certain incident, but was closer to the scene. And that medic transport was on the scene within a matter of minutes because we knew the location of that medic transport. Right now, we're in the process of finalizing the configuration so that we can start doing a really good data analysis, but that's still months out.
If you figure in the software, hardware, and labor, the GPS system cost is $1 million. But the fire department says it will pay for itself in the long run because expensive radios aren't needed. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.